I'm going to lead you to a frightening place, because it's the place where we realize we've become a little like our parents. No! Have you noticed it in yourself? Have you noticed it in yourself ever? My mum does that. Oh no, that's my dad. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a moment to exercise it, you know, to say what it's about. My family obviously have an exemption if they wish to play that exemption card at this point. Cudlips as well. Tread gently, please. but I will confess of many traits from my mum and my dad's side that I do reflect. One of them is I got this nose from dad's side of the family, I believe. But I also have this particular capacity. Just... while eating my dinner. Sorry, what? And I've gone to 1974, some conversation probably never had, just wondering, you know. And then eventually I'll come back. But I could be gone for, oh, how long? A while. A while. And I can so clearly remember sitting around the little timber kitchen table, which funnily enough was in the kitchen in my mum and dad's house. And I'd sit opposite my dad. And we had quite fixed places around the table. And I'd sit opposite my dad, and my dad would just be gone, you know, processing something that happened during the day along the way. My mum was one who... Mum was a nurse by background, and she was very adamant in the way that she cared. She was sewed a lot into people's lives. She was in the Citizens Advice Bureau, and she was an aged care nurse, and she worked night duty so that she could be around for the family during the day. That was pretty tough. But a precious gift in mum along the way. Dad cared as well, but he cared with a Yorkshire accent, and it was sometimes hard to follow, but it's delightful in that way too. Any confessions? Any times when you've noticed you're becoming a bit like your parents? This is your chance to say what a good thing that is too, by the way. Jess, what is it?
I find myself talking really loudly on the phone.
Talking really loudly on the phone. Oh. I think it's safe to say these are things we love in your mum and in you too, Jess. Would that be right? Is it official? Say yes, everyone, right now. Good. Thank you. Correct. Any other true confessions? Yeah, okay, Ella. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Think of a song and start singing it. Yeah, you get the association and away you go. Yeah. It's at that point I need to ask Keith the question. Was Dad a whistler, Keith? No. No? For which we do think. Oh, it's delightful. I mean, I've picked it up from you. I've noticed it in the last 6 months, particularly. So, it's good.
Matt has something. Yeah. Where do, like, friends that we know and, like, their connections to their parents?
Oh, you want to do a third-party recommendation? Yeah, okay then. That would be interesting. Sam and Mandy get their study habits off Kathy. I'm not sure that that's actually much of a secret, really. Okay, we've obviously extended the degrees of separation in the discussion now. Anything else people want to share on behalf of someone else? Yeah. So they're silently counting the seconds, aren't they, until the time comes. Yeah. Oh, it's difficult, mate. It's difficult. Anything else? Family traits. What on earth is the segue to where we're going now and to the Bible reading? It's simply this. I'm jumping into the sermon halfway through as far as tonight's concerned. You heard in the reading this evening from verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. They are nice ideas in their own right. And typically in first century houses, sometimes they would actually have like a table that described how you're supposed to behave. This was in a time before they invented fridges, where families could write their house rules and timetables on the fridge. They would actually have something else on the wall which described what behaviour people were expected to follow. But this one digs to another level, because that list reflects the character of God. Yep. Can you sense that God could be like that too? God is love. God is joy. God is peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God is not abrupt or random in the way that he operates. They're the traits, like children of a parent, they're the traits, the family traits that God wants to sow into us too. God wants us to be like that. God wants us to reflect the character of God. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Wonderful list and perhaps nice values to aspire to. But they're more than that. This is family resemblance. This is staring into middle space. This is adopting your parents' study habits. This is trying to take on the character of God. That's what this is about. And so we delight in it. So what I want to do quite simply is I want to give you some what I call guide questions. They're simple questions to illustrate how you might be able to draw something from each of these points. Right? I have listed them on a handout for you. And the handouts are here. I think there's certainly one per household, as they say at school. There's a large print edition for those who are feeling a bit visually challenged, such as I. So if you could just grab one per household to start with, and we'll see if we've got enough to go around. Because that'll give you a chance to enjoy some of these questions. So here's the first one. When it comes to love, when it comes to love, what the person whom God wants you to love, do the handout after the talk, Gordon. Do the handout after the talk. Soz, can you stay with me for 10 minutes and I'll work through this, and then we'll be distracted by far higher matters involving food. Okay? God wants you to love someone this week. Okay? God has someone for you to love this week. And the question is, what do they like to give? When they are doing something that is loving, how do they like to do that? And there's Gary Chapman talks about 5 love languages. Some people like words of encouragement or words of affirmation. Some people like to receive gifts or give gifts. Some people like to serve and contribute in helpful ways. Some people deeply value just a touch or a sense of presence. And some people value quality time. The clue is this. Notice the way the other person likes to give their attention and give their care. Then return that back to them. Give in the way that they like to give. Because almost always the way people like to give their love is the way that they like to receive love too. There's that handy rule of thumb for you. So watch the way that people like to operate, the way they like to give to others, and then return to them in the same kind. Joy. This week, what makes us laugh or celebrate with each other? This is how we build joy. Now, I know there's an awful long list of possibilities here. This morning, I showed the morning congregation 3 minutes from a recent episode of Top Gear magazine. Top Gear, the TV show, I should say, where they play rugby. They play rugby, five-a-side rugby, all driving Kia Kia Sportages, or the little ones, which in UK are called the Seed, C apostrophe D. I think we call them Rios here or something else here, or Serratos here. Yeah. Very, very, very funny clip, which we might get to at the end. But I simply ask you the question, what brings joy? And if you know that, if you can connect into that, love it. Pay attention to it. Honour it. Because there is something of the life of God in that. Peace. What's the phrase I say to myself most often? What's the thing I say to myself most often? If it's even a word, sometimes it's... What is the thing you say to yourself most often? Really important that you notice this. Really important that you notice this for yourself. Because if you don't, that word's going to be controlling you rather than you controlling that word. Okay? Notice the thing you say to yourself most often. And is that something you think God wants to reinforce in your life or not? So if it's a word that is not towards peace, if it's a word of rebuke, if it's a word of denial, if it's a word of defeat, if it's anything less than a word that brings peace for you, then notice it and do what you can to shift it and change it. Patience. Now, patience is different from procrastination, okay? Note the difference, especially if you've got work to do at this point in time. Okay. And I offer you this question. What do you feel urgent about? What feels really, really important that I have to get done, you know, really soon, or really want to happen soon? And that may not deserve the urgency that we're giving it. In which case, we maybe need to learn patience about that thing. Okay? Watch what you care about, what feels urgent for you, and go from there. Kindness. What kindness will promote change? So it's okay to be, yes, we want to be people who are known to be kind to others. Sometimes that is just so that our sense of reputation is built up before them. But let's stretch it a little bit further. What kindness will actually promote change? And I didn't mention it this morning, but Romans 2:4, if you haven't memorized it, it says it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. God's kindness leads us to repentance. In other words, God's kindness leads us to transformation, leads us to growth and change. So not just what sort of kindness will I do because it makes me feel good or because it lifts my reputation in the other person's eyes. What sort of kindness will bring change? Maybe it's kindness in a relationship which isn't healthy. Maybe it's kindness to restore something, a place where we've been lacking for a while or we've been absent for a while. What kindness will promote change? Generosity. This one cuts both ways. What do I have plenty of that I can share freely, which may be attention, it may be time, it may be a particular skill set, it may be finances. What do I have in availability that I can share freely? That's one form of generosity that God has given us the ability to share. Notice the other kind, type B generosity. This is the generosity with the thing which we're really precious about and we don't want to share. It's the thing we want to hold closely because it's actually, we get some sense of security of it. But if someone else needs that from us, then that's another kind of generosity, a generosity of heart which is willing to endure the loss, which is willing to become vulnerable, which is willing to give up something which is precious to us. That type B generosity even more clearly reflects the character of Christ, who clearly gave from what was most precious for him. Okay? Just a few more. Faithfulness. And this is one that can still apply for every one of us. Who am I given to for the long term, and how does that show? I pray each of us has long-term friendships and relationships which are sustaining for us. They could be with family, they could be with friends, and other circumstances. They could be commitments overseas as well. What are the long-term commitments God's asking us to sow into and to contribute to? Gentleness. What do I need to stop trying to force? Is there something I seem to be pushing really firmly because it really matters for me, but it perhaps isn't that healthy that it matters for me? What do I need, or where do I need to let go of pressing my own opinion? If I think my own opinion is so important in a certain situation that I can't cope with it not being accepted or with it being ignored, what needs to change at that point? Gentleness. And lastly, self-control. Where do I need to show strength in my life? Again, the Greek word from this is connected to the word strength or might. But it is something we're asked to exercise for ourselves. Where do we show strength in our life? Okay. That's a quick scan through some parental characteristics at the heart of God that the Spirit of God wants to grow in us. Because this is the journey of being changed. You and I are not going to stay the same as we are now. You and I are going to change. In what direction will that change unfold? Will that change lead us to be more like the Lord? Show the character of the Lord, the Spirit of God growing in us? Or is it going to be to back away from that? Either way, the change will come. One last thought. And this is not a thought for each of you. This is a thought for all of us together. For all of us together. See, Paul, yeah, it's Galatians. Paul was thinking through what he wanted to say to a whole church, wasn't he? When he writes this, he's not written it to a specific person. He's written it to a whole church. And the conversation we need to have as a church in times to come is not just how can I personally become more loving and joyous and patient and such, important as that is. The question is that we need to be fruitful as a whole congregation. So how do we show love? What do we do together, deliberately, to show love? What does it look like when we're living these things out? What does it look like when we are showing joy? What does it look like for us to work for peace? There's a massive task for the church to be on about the work of peace. What does it look like for us as a church to show patience? And to persevere with stuff, even if it's not very comfortable. What does it look like for us to show kindness to others? The sort of kindness that transforms circumstances. To be gentle. To be faithful. Who do we as a church need to be faithful to? What do we as a church need to do to have a sense of self-control and not just be lax or flippant or careless about the way we take up our job together as a church? That's a task for all of us together to go from here. Okay, I need to stop. And you need to stop too. Let's take some time to pray.